What's the definition of prayer? When you look at a dictionary, the definition is like a solemn request or an expression of thanks or a religious service. Now, what's the definition of prayer according to Judaism? In order to understand this, we have to look at the word that Judaism uses to actually call prayer. That word is tefillah. That's what the word is in Hebrew. Now, each word in Hebrew actually has a source of a number of letters. Most of the words have three letters as a source, and some words even two letters as a source. But the point is that when you look at the word that we use to call a certain thing, you can understand what that thing is. Now let's look at prayer, tefillah. The word that defines prayer, calls prayer, actually has many ways to understand what the source is. One of the sources is from the verb, from the word pilel. Pilel means to judge yourself. So this is one of the meanings of tefillah, of prayer according to Judaism. You present yourself in front of the creator of the whole universe, in front of God. He is infinite, you are not infinite. Now, in order to present yourself in front of him, you have to judge and you have to look at yourself. Who are you? Actually, many times it happens that when you are between your peers, you think of yourself like in a certain way. But as soon as you get in a group of people that are beyond you, above you, you actually start really looking at yourself and really understanding who you are. Now, the same thing applies to God. Only when you're conscious that you're really in front of him, actually asking him, praying him, praising him, whatever the case is, only when you're really conscious that you're in front of him, he's infinite, he's the ultimate good or whatever, then you start judging yourself, then you start really knowing who you are. This is one of the meanings of prayer in Judaism. Another meaning of prayer in Judaism comes from the word Teufel, tefillah, Teufel. What does it mean, Teufel? When you have like a pottery, like a vessel of ceramics, and it breaks in all amount of parts, many, many parts. Teufel means to put together again those broken parts. So tefillah, prayer in Judaism also, just as we explained before, but also means that you're actually connecting to God. You and God are two parts, so to speak, of a broken thing. Now, when you put them together, you actually connect to him, and you're fulfilling yourself by actually connecting to him. Because in the world, Judaism looks at the world in four dimensions. You have like inanimate things, minerals, stones, etc. Then you have animals. Then you have plants, vegetables. Then you have animals. And then you have human beings. We're not better animals. We're human beings. A whole different thing. Now, when a mineral gets absorbed by the plant, the mineral becomes plant, like an infinite jump, so to speak, between being mineral, inanimate, and being now somehow alive because it grows. When the plant gets eaten by the animal, it becomes animal. So the plant that only grows, that's only thing, the only thing that it does, now can move. An animal eats and also moves from here to there. When the animal gets eaten by the human being, now the animal became human being. Now he thinks, he feels, contacts one each other, etc., etc. But now, what about the human being? How can a human being actually transcend yourself, himself, by connecting to God? He is infinite. So you can become, so to speak, one with God. How do you do that? Welcome to prayer. That's the other meaning of tefillah, prayer. So we explain actually two things. Besides the dictionary definition that you're making a solemn request or thanking God for something or just a religious service, whatever, you get it together, there's much deeper meaning actually by understanding who you are and by also transcending your being into connecting with God. This comes because the word tefillah, which calls prayer, tefillah, comes from the word pilel, which means to judge yourself, or from the word teufel, which means to get together with God.